pimp.
Have you heard that word?
Yeah, they use it's commonly used in this area, you know.
Uh-huh.
Pimp is a we mostly refer to a pimp, I think, as someone who talks to the police, you know.
Well,
I mean, you know.
I heard this word the word pimp meaning someone who who has prostitutes.
Yeah, oh sure, yeah. But that's
is that
what I'm trying to say, yes. Yeah, it's the same thing, but it's taken a new meaning, I think, you know?
Mm-hmm. Meaning just an informer.
Yeah,
something.
that's what it basically meant, you know?
Uh-huh.
Pimp was a man who was inside with the police department and somebody like that who talked,
mm-hmm.
who was an informer, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard...
Then it took on the meaning of...
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. See, this is something new, really, you know?
Hmm.
Because as long as before I knew what they were talking about when they say, oh, he's a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in Chicago and
mm-hmm.
Houston or somewhere. They,
mm-hmm.
I was unaware that a pimp
mm-hmm.
was someone who had prostitutes or mm-hmm. something. We always say, you know, thought it was an informer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who went and told something behind your back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's new to me. You know, I mean, it's just come about
uh-huh.
recently. Because in this area, you know, you don't have anything like that anyway. Pimps are, I mean,
mm-hmm.
People who prostitute in mm-hmm. rural areas like this.
Yeah, I guess Baton Rouge, but not.
Yeah, and it's not enough. It's not, you won't find it really popular up in Baton Rouge to know about it.
I guess New Orleans.
That's where, New Orleans, or you have to go to Houston.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to leave. You almost have to leave Louisiana
mm-hmm.
pretty good. In the New Orleans area, and then from there to Texas. And
mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, it's not, you don't find it enough here to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Sam, if I ask you, when are y'all going to Miami, you might say, well, as things stand now, where what to go next week? Where?
We're planning or getting ready to go or something.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say, do you ever use the term fixing?
Yeah, sure. Fixing to go.
Uh-huh. Does that mean more immediate? Like?
Yeah, that's right. You said fixing. I'm fixing to leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're going to leave in the next few minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm. And?
But, if you're planning to go, you could be planning a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're fixing to go, you're going right away.
Yeah. You'd say, I have just what him a letter.
I've just written him, or probably, you know, they commonly say, I just wrote him a letter.
Uh-huh. Yesterday he what me a letter.
He wrote me a letter, you know.
And tomorrow I will.
I will write him a letter.
And you say, I wrote him, and it's time I was getting
an answer.
Okay. And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
You address it.
Uh-huh.
You back it.
Who'd say back it? Is that an old-fashioned
thing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
Oh, I didn't know his address, so I didn't know...
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, that's all I can remember, address. But I know, you know... I know mom and them used the word back, and, you know, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of fading away, but it was...
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
Uh-huh.
You know, he backed that letter, you know?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He moved here in 1960, and he's been living here ever
since. And
And you say you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines out, and the road's
closed.
Or talking about tearing it up. You say the
road's all the pieces, or road's all
what? The road's all
torn up.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And. You give someone a bracelet and wants to see.
What?
You give somebody a bracelet and you want to see how it looks on her. You say, well, why don't you go ahead?